The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As I mentioned, this is All Saints Sunday. So in my best Texas recollection, y'all are saints. This is your Sunday. All y'all are saints. Now I know you probably don't feel too saintly all the time. I imagine you have this idea of saints being the kind of person that when they hit their thumb with a hammer, that they automatically say, Glory to God in the highest heaven. Or when someone cuts them off on the freeway, that they raise their fist in blessing and make the sign of the cross over the offender. No, we have this image of saints as being some kind of special person, you know, someone who deserves to have their image remembered in stained glass or perhaps on a statue on top of a pedestal somewhere. Now, to my knowledge, there are no St. Richards in stained glass anywhere that I have ever found. And I don't feel much like a saint most of the time. And most of you, I imagine, don't feel all that saintly either. We have this misconception that a saint is someone who is exceptional, super holy. Yes, holy. You are holy. You are set aside by God. You are made righteous by God for Jesus' sake. Yes, you are made holy, and yes, you are a saint, but not superhuman, not someone like St. Paul or St. Peter, someone spectacular like that, or, you know, Mother Teresa or Oscar Romero. Most of us never achieve that level of notoriety or of sainthood with a capital S. Most of us are those ordinary, everyday saints, the people of God who have been redeemed by God, who have been made right, made righteous. Because you see, our world has a different definition of saint than what the Bible has. In the Bible, a saint is simply a forgiven sinner, someone who has been claimed as a child of God, someone that God, for Jesus' sake, for the blood of Christ on his cross, has been made holy, not by anything you've done, not by anything you might ever do, but by what God has done in Christ as a gift, a free gift of God's love and grace. You are made holy and you are saints. And if you don't like that description, if you don't think it's really fitting, take it up with God, because God declares that that is so. That is who you are. Our second lesson, see what love the Father has for us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. You are saints, and this is your day. I know much of the time our lives don't feel so holy. Often they might feel more like a train wreck or falling apart, coming apart at the seams. You know, sometimes our lives are all messed up because we are a messed up people. But get this, it doesn't matter. God declares you as his own. You belong to God. You are God's children now. You have been made holy, not by what you might ever do, but by what God has done. Believe it. Have faith in that promise, for that's who you are. I know our lives often might be more like those folks that Jesus was talking to in our gospel lesson. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness and justice. Sometimes we're like that. Our lives are not perfect. We are not perfect. But yet here's the deal. They are blessed, and we are blessed, because God has promised to be with us. Even in those times when we feel most broken, most at risk, most in trouble, that's when God's Spirit is with us evermore, even closer. God has promised to be with us because we are his saints. We have been called to be his own, called to be about his purposes in this world. So today is All Saints Sunday, and we remember a variety of saints. We do recall those saints with a capital S, those folks down through history that we can emulate, that we can, you know, try to model our lives after, you know, in love and service to others. We remember those saints. Mostly we remember those ordinary saints, ones, people who are saints in our lives, those who have made a difference in who we are, those who have taught us the faith through the years, you know, those parents and those sponsors, those friends and family, those models who took us to Sunday school or sat us down and talked to us about their faith and about what God means to them, those ordinary saints that we remember, and even at the memory of their name, even though they're so deeply loved, there's a twinge of pain there. We remember those saints. But we also remember those saints still to come. Today we'll be ringing bells, not just for those who have died, but for those who have been recently baptized, those new saints who are still yet to come to the fullness of faith in their lives. You see, the saints of all times and places are gathered in what the Bible calls this great cloud of witnesses. And as we gather around the throne of grace here and we receive this meal of grace, we are joined by that great cloud of witnesses, of saints of all times and places, and even yet to those still to come. You see, our God is not limited by time and space like we are. And so today we join that cloud of witnesses, and we thank God that in spite of who we are, even though we are saints and sinners simultaneously, God claims us as his own and makes us his own and promises never to leave us. That's what we do on this All Saints Sunday. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.